35. 4 weeks later, I was wearing jackboots and a uniform with a swastika armband and spent many hours each day marching in a column in the vicinity of Uteborg. Along with all the others, I chorused, "Do you see the sunrise in the east?" or "Heathlands of Brandenburg," and other marching songs. We even had a flag, with a swastika, of course, and sometimes this flag was carried before us. When we came through villages, the people on either side of the road raised their arms to greet the flag, or disappeared quickly into some house entrance. They did this because they had learned that if they did not, we, that is, I, would beat them up. It made not the slightest difference that I, and no doubt many another among us, fled into entryways to avoid these flags when we were not marching behind them. Now we were the ones embodying an implicit threat of violence against all bystanders. They greeted the flag or disappeared, for fear of us, for fear of me. I still feel dizzy when I consider my predicament then. It was the Third Reich in a nutshell.